Tom Lee is a former president of the American Federation of Musicians, the largest musicians union in the world.
These are all White House pictures, official White House photographs.
He began his career with the U.S. Marine Corps Band and played many performances at the White House.
My last photo at the White House with President Bush Sr.
Although unions have lost stature in the U.S. in recent decades, Lee believes they still have an important role to play.
I do believe that unions have helped the American people, even those who are not in union, make great strides in terms of wages, in terms of benefits.
But union membership has declined by about 50% over the last 40 years. And last year, the state of Wisconsin stripped most public workers of their collective bargaining rights. Many economists think the decline in membership is an important factor in the drop in wages adjusted for inflation. Lawrence Michel is president of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute.
And this is because we've had excessive unemployment for many years recently, but even over much of the last 30 years. We've had globalization where American workers have been pitted against workers with much lower wages. We've had the erosion of unionization.
According to Michel's own report, the productivity of U.S. workers has risen by 80% over the past three decades, but hourly wages have only risen by 11%. Conservative economists disagree. Andrew Biggs is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
We have had significant differences in how employee compensation is paid out. More goes to health care today than in the past. Less goes to wages and to other benefits. That's not a function of exploitation. That's just a function of rising health care costs, and those have to be borne somewhere.
Biggs argues that bringing down health care costs and increasing productivity will lead to higher wages. Michel does not believe that is true.
That can't possibly be true because we see wages have gone down for segments of the workforce that don't even get health insurance.
Meanwhile, union leader Tom Lee says he believes wages will continue to decline unless workers organize and press for policies that focus on economic security for all. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
Georgia on my mind.